On today's show, we're going to talk about some toy lines. I'm going to talk about the Transformers Rise of the Beasts toy line. I'm going to talk about the McFarlane's DC Universe toy line, which the current ones I'm going to talk about is like the ones from the new movie from The Flash, and maybe a little bit of Barbie squeezed in there. How about that? We'll see you in a sec. Hi, welcome back to the show. Basically, I'm going to start out with talking. I like to talk about cool things, but I'm going to start with what is not so cool. And what I don't think is cool is the Transformers Rise of the Beast toys. I'll go ahead and confess up front that I'm not really into the Beast Wars aspect of Transformers. I'm a classic 80s guy. I like the cars and planes and guns and all the stuff they transform into. When by the time the Beast Wars rolled out, I really wasn't into it, and there's its own fan base for it, everybody says it's good. I've just never really been into it or watched it. I didn't collect the toys, when the movie commercial came out, you know, it was like, hey, Transformers Rise of the Beast. I was like, oh, cool, you know, Transformers, and now they're bringing Rise of the Beast. And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to like that or not. And then so that's the first confession. The second confession is I don't really like the Michael Bay Transformers series. So I tried to like it. I watched the first two, and then when they brought in the Dinobots, I don't think it was the second one. I think it was the third one. And I literally, halfway through the movie, I could have stood up and been like, I'm out. I don't want to watch any more of this. This is terrible, stupid. I don't like it. But nothing against fans who do like it, because if you like it, you like it. It entertains you. But for me, it just wasn't for me. I still haven't watched the Bumblebee movie, and I'm probably not going to watch Transformers Rise of the Beast at all. Probably not. Just not. and that's just my personal taste. But if you liked all the others, then yeah, you should probably go see it. The reason I bring it up is, you know, we're working in a retail establishment, so we got in a display of their toys, and I was like, these toys look terrible. I mean, they're, you know, just terrible. I mean, you got Transformers. The first thing that got me was, okay, well, this side of the display is the one for the younger children, you know, that don't really care. They just want to play with it and tear it up. And so I looked all around it, and I was like, they all look terrible. I'm reminded of the quality. Now, granted, I didn't take them out of a package and pick them up and move them around, but because their plastic quality is probably good, but it reminded me of going into back when Easter is around and you make your own little basket, or you buy one of those cheap baskets of toys that are full of knockoff toys, where when you take the Transformer out of it, the arm just wiggles really loosely, and that you could snap it by just moving it in half. It just looked really, those baskets look really cheap, and the toys that come in them usually will break or terrible looking. And that's kind of what everything on the display looked like. It was like, this looks like trash. I was like, this is terrible. I was like, if me being on the outside, kind of not liking the Beast Wars aspect of it, even the ones that looked, were going to be like vehicles in the toy line, looked like garbage. And I was like, what are they? Are they just trying to sell to children, you know, that are, you know, either going to take them out and break them, which is, you know, it's good because when you're making a toy line like that, you're with Transformers, you're targeting a younger generation. So that, because if they see the movie, the commercials, they say, Mom, Dad, I want to get the new Transformer that turns into a cheetah, or the one that turns into a gorilla. And then so they go and they get it for you, and you play with it, and you have great memories with it. And then, you know, ultimately, but when I was younger, the toy quality was way better. I mean, it was just like, oh, if they had this when I was younger, these would be so much better looking. It feels like they just kind of crapped them out to be the easiest to make. To me, people might defend the line, but I think it looks terrible. I mean, I really just don't like it. If you're in a retail store and you look at them, just take a look at them. They're like, this looks really, really cheap and terrible. Now, I can't speak for the Studio Series because, again, I'm kind of biased. The Studio Series version of the Michael Bay Transformers, they look like the movie one, but I just hate the way they look. I hate them. I can't stand them. So, with the new ones for the Rise of the Beasts, to me, they still look kind of crappy. They don't even look like the good version of, you know, the ones they usually make. They usually make do a good job of the Michael Bay ones. They look all right, and I don't like them, but these are still terrible looking. And they just look cheap. It's like, wow, this is, it's disappointing. And it kind of shows that, it reminded me if, I kind of had to look it up and see if anyone else carried Rise of the Beast, because it kind of, I was like, is this exclusive to my store I work at, this chain I work at? Maybe they made some deal, and they bought something really on the cheap, and they made them do it cheaper, and they got it so cheap that it looks like trash. So, but it wasn't. It's available in multiple places. It's just, I think they've decided to gear it mostly towards younger people, which is smart, because that's where you're going to get a lot of your sales. But even younger people like stuff that looks good. The day I was thinking about this the other day, I saw like a kid with his parents. He might have been 3 or 4, and he picked up one of the junky ones, and he seemed like he liked it, and he was going to try to get it, and the parents told him to put it back, but it really attracted his eye, so good job on that, on doing that. But it's just, I don't know. If you're out there and you're in a retail store, any one of them, kind of look at the Transformers Rise of the Beast lines, and then look, if they have a display, look at the display. To me, it doesn't represent, if they want me to go see the movie, even as a child, don't show me a crappy product, because that doesn't give me faith in the brand. Oh, this is going to be a great movie. Look at these toys. If the toys look like trash, the movie's probably going to be trash. I've heard rumors about the movie that they've had problems and had to do reshoots and things, and that it was, and you have to take it with a grain of salt, because these people may be like me and kind of like, oh, I hate the way Michael Bay does Transformers, or whoever it is, if it isn't Michael Bay on the new one. You know, they may be like, oh, I hate the Transformers. This is terrible. I'm going to be, you know, all against it and write a bad article. But they're not any good. And so I'm assuming that they're having problems because they're not wanting to tell a good story, and they're not really, they're trying to do too much. So, but I don't know. We'll see. My prediction for the movie is that it will probably have a good opening weekend, and then if it's bad and badly written and badly done, it'll just slowly tank off and drop off quickly. So, sorry to unload all that garbage, because I like to talk about cool things, but I just want you to know that, you know, I think they dropped the ball on those toys. They could have done a ton better on these toys instead of making them look like Easter basket fillers that are super cheap. So, with that, we're going to take a short break. We're back, and we're going to start with Barbie. Well, I found this video that I watched very interesting, and it made me stop, give me pause to say, wow, that's pretty cool. And the Barbie is going to have in their Fashionista line this year, that's either summer or fall, a Barbie with Down syndrome. And you can actually see pictures of it if you Google that, you know, about what it looks like. And I think that's a really cool thing. I was like, wow, you know, whoever thought that? I was like, why haven't they done this before? So many different action figure lines. And when you see, like, if you collect anything, like, from Barbie to G.I. Joe to He-Man to superheroes, you don't see anything like that. You never do. But for them to do that, I think that's both amazing and cool. I think it's totally neat. You know, I'm probably going to buy one. I'm going to try to, if it's limited or something, like one a case, I'm probably going to be hands-off, because I want people who really want it and really want to get it for the children or for the people in their lives. I want them to have access to it. I might order one, not in store. I might order one online or something. I just like to have one because I think that's a really great thing to do. So good job, Barbie people, Mattel. So now we're going to go over to things I want to talk about. Some of the things I bought recently, or one of the things I bought recently, I had to go through nostalgia because I was walking down the toy aisle and I saw the, I like Star Wars, but I haven't been collecting Star Wars hardcore for a while, but I got the Star Wars Return of the Jedi Wicket, which is the Ewok, and on the card, like the, it's styled like when I was a kid, but it's the big, kind of like Black Series size, and it's styled like when I was... Got a plastic blister buckle on it, and I just saw his little Ewok eyes, and I was like, oh, dang you. So I had to purchase him. So if you are a fan of Star Wars, you know, that's one of the things I just bought recently. He's got like a bow and arrow with him, spear, and it looks just like the movie one. And I was like, I was like, I don't need to spend the money on this, but I'm going to get it, because it gives you that nostalgia rub. But the... other things that I've bought recently for G.I. Joe, I found these at GameStop. I was going to order them online. There's another version of the Cobra Bat. It's the Crimson Bat. It's a red version of the Cobra Bat. If you're not familiar with Cobra Bat, it's a robot that they use to fight instead of having... well, they do have an army of soldiers, but they have an army of robots, I guess, in the cartoon. Or in the comics, instead of having mass casualties from bad guys, they had robots fighting, so they could just blow them up and shoot them. But it's a human-sized robot, basically. The original was black with some gold on it, but this one's all red with silver. It's pretty interesting. I like it. And I'm trying to completely collect this line because it was really great looking. Then I got Courtney Covergirl Krieger, and the action figure looks great. They decided to use an artist that has a more the action figure looks cool. The box is what I'm going to complain just a little bit about, is that they put a cartoony style woman on it when most of the G.I. Joe classified series box art is a serious kind of like comic book looking picture, and this one just looks like it's a hey, let's get away from that, let's do a cartoon version instead of a regular version of this girl. And it's like, while it does look like a cool picture, if you know, you could look up the Courtney Covergirl Krieger box art and you'll see the figure looks like it's an adult woman, and then the cover art looks like it's an anime cartoon style version of her, which isn't bad. It looks good, but when you look at as a whole, the whole box art of the G.I. Joe Classified line, there's another one they did this with too that made it really look cartoony instead of keeping it with the style of the line. If they had all started out cartoony, I wouldn't have a problem with it, but this is just like, hey, look at these serious photos of these or drawings of these people, and then all of a sudden, wait a minute, this is like a cartoon. This is nothing, it doesn't fit with the line. Now we're going on to the Batman figure from the McFarlane Toys, from the new Flash movie. It's pretty exciting because if you, and by the way, I really want to see the Flash movie. It looks good. At first I was going to be like, I don't want to see anything, you know, see anything from DC because they do terrible, but the preview just looks great there. And plus they're also bringing back, I think I stood in line for the original Batman from 1989 for about 5 hours to see it. So I got the Batman from 1989, the Michael Keaton Batman from the McFarlane Toys Flash line, and it looks terrific. I mean, it looks great. Just looking at it brings back memories, and I mean, it looks... if you see this, if you're a fan of the 89 film, you got to get it because it is really, really good figure. Plus, they also have a Target exclusive version of that without his mask. A Michael Keaton-esque face on it. To me, it looks okay. I mean, it could... it's not... it does look like Keaton, but it, you know, you could also just say, well, who is this person? Because it's close, but it's not perfect. But it's an exclusive to Target. It's McFarlane Gold Label Collection. It's Batman without the mask. If I had to choose the two, I would choose the one with the mask because it just looks the best to me. And then another, I think it's a Target exclusive, is I bought was Impulse. It's one of Flash. He's from, I don't think he's in the movie. It's not movie version. This is comic book version. Impulse is a speedster with a red and white costume. Probably he's from the future. You can kind of Google what he looks like. But I've got to get the other figures of the line. I didn't think I would like Supergirl, but she looks really good. They did a good job on her figure. They had the Flash. I want to get that. But I had to, at the time, I was like, I got to choose which of these I want. And I was like, not Ben Affleck. They do have a Ben Affleck Batman as well in this line. But the Michael Keaton Batman is the one that I just had to have, had to get it for sure. And then I was like, I'll get the others as I can. The only complaint I have about the McFarlane toys is, and I haven't seen the Flash movie because it's not out at the time, but the Dark Flash looks like they have some kind of goo poured all over this person, which you can assume who it is. It doesn't tell you, it just says Dark Flash. And the going kind of speculation is that it's the version of Ezra Miller's Flash, either from the future or the past. It's one of those. I've got another weirder prediction, as like, because and it's probably dead wrong, because people have seen like a sneak preview of it, an incomplete version of the film, and they actually liked it. So I don't think my theory will hold up. My theory is that the Hollywood does what they always do and ruin heroes that are from a younger generation. And my prediction is like Michael Keaton becomes the Dark Flash for some strange reason, and then they ruin the original Batman that we all love. So that's probably not going to happen. Hopefully it won't. But it, to me, the way the figure shaped, it reminds me of, it's a different version of Ezra Miller's Flash. It's either the one that you see him in the film with, you know, not the film, but the preview with, or perhaps another one. There's supposed to be a lot of surprises, so. But I think that's going to be overall a great movie, hopefully. And then, but the toy line is really great. The only complaint I would have would be the Dark Flash. When you see him, it looks like they had a figure that, like, hey, let's pour some hot molten plastic over this figure and see what it looks like. Oh, wow, that looks kind of creepy. So let's put it out like that. And so if you ever see Dark Flash, you'll probably be like, I don't like this. And I don't know if I'll buy it, because I might buy it because if anyone's left over, the Dark Flash, it looks terrible. They might get discounted if I buy it for a discount, but the Dark Flash looks terrible. It doesn't look like it has this distinct look to it. Picture, if you know what Venom is and the oozy way he oozes over people and gives them a costume, picture the fact maybe he oozes on them and he doesn't really make a neat uniform shape. He's just kind of ugly and on there, but no venomy face, really. That just, I don't know. The Dark Flash, just not a big fan of that. I don't know who designed it, and I don't think I'd blame the action figure line, McFarlane Toys. It's probably whoever had it in the movie, whether way to design it. I wish, since I don't know the story, it would have been, I think, as far as selling toys wise, it would have been cooler to have like a suit or something, but maybe they haven't released it because it's a spoiler. Of who it is, but the Dark Flash toy, the one we have now, it looks terrible to me. All right, guys, well, I've been talking about some cool toys. Hopefully you found some of this interesting. Google any of these that and look at them and see what they like. Tell me what you think of them. And we'll be back again for another one day. See you later.